This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Join Yuzette tomorrow, the Humane Society Silicon Valley's Tales and Ales, which was rescheduled for tomorrow. Looks like you're going to get a nice day, too.
Yeah,
Thank goodness.
It's going to be super fun.
I know. It's outdoors at Google's Crittenden campus in Mountain View, and everybody's going to bring their dog there, Tales and Ales.
Yes.
And then there's all kinds of family fun activities, breweries and wineries. You can get tickets at talesales.org. Yuzi will be there from 11:30 till 1:30, so stop by and say hello. Hugs are free, right?
Yes, absolutely. Pictures.
Oh, your little dog Ella will be there. Everybody should bring their dog down.
So I've been trying to. There's so much sexual harassment crap, and it just actually sort of gets heavy and weighs on me. So I'm trying to find little fun things to start the breaks with. And actually, I'm saving most of the sexual harassment stuff for 7 o'clock.
Oh.
Sexual harassment central at 7.
That's too bad. I was really looking forward to the latest news.
Boy, you wait until you hear. Today is just as good as yesterday, if not better.
Workplace harassment, everyone.
Fan-freaking-tastic.
Oh, man.
Just gets better and better.
Oh, good. Well, I hope we get another doozy of a line like soft-boiled you-know-what.
No good lines like that, but some super inappropriate, disgusting crap. It's going to be great, Vin.
All right. Right.
So, yay, look forward to that, 7 o'clock. Let's talk about something awesome.
All right.
Stranger Things.
Okay,
How deep are you in this?
I meant to get to it last night.
That would have been episode 3?
I finished 3.
Okay.
So and 3 ends like with a, it's over.
Mm.
And you go, I really do want to stay up. But, you know, that alarm at 3:30 comes quick.
It does.
So, last night, though, I caught up on Survivor.
Ah.
And then ran out of time.
Yeah.
Survivor's really good.
What'd you think?
Well, I was, once again, they're doing a better job than ever going into the votes. You really don't know.
Right.
And I can tell you from years past, you know what's going to go down, and it's a foregone conclusion.
And sometimes there's a total valley of like a few weeks you know what's going to go down.
Right.
Like this side is clearly getting rid of this
side.
Well,
and that's the way, that's what ruined Big Brother this last time.
Yes.
Was that you could see it coming and there was no point in
and
watching.
And you didn't like any of the people.
Right.
But we still watched it.
So I thought that what was going to happen, my money was on the other guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they really did push you that direction.
And it made perfect sense.
He is a beast.
He is.
That dude, he may be empty above the neck. I don't know. I don't know. Look, some people are quiet and we assume that means they're stupid.
Mm.
He might be
a brainiac. But then you hear him talk and you go,
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I had it right the first time.
I don't know the guy, but I'm saying as far as the game goes and playing and he is a freaking beast. He won that rope challenge by himself.
By himself.
He's got that stick dude on his team.
I know.
That guy can't do, he can barely walk.
He's like a stick. He even called himself a weasel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think though, and John, so of course John has to talk the whole time during Survivor. Mm. Like he's got all his theories and so we stop it multiple times and I have to sit and listen to him theorize about stuff. And he said, as we were going, and he goes, well, the smart move is to keep that dude. I go, really? Why? I think that guy's going to go. He said, the smart move is to keep him because even though he's a beast in an individual competition, if they merge, he's also a huge target where the other person is not a target
right.
at all. And so that's a person that you want to put out in front of you.
I also think you team up with the dude until a later date.
Right.
Team up with him. He's a beast.
Well, reach out to him.
I'm telling you, he pulled that boat of 4 people by himself and beat everybody.
Yeah.
That stick kid, he couldn't, he didn't, I don't even think he touched the rope.
No.
I think it actually,
it was going,
I think,
too fast for him to keep up with it.
This dude, this fireman, gets to the front of the boat and just starts cranking this thing, pulling the rope along and getting and I think the kid fell over from the speed and didn't touch the rope.
Like, Jesus, you're a monster.
He's a beast. And the other teams had two strong guys pulling at the front, and he still beat them all.
Yep, nobody did it like that.
So anyway, it was a fun episode, but I didn't see Stranger Things. I'm on episode 4 and hope to watch it tonight.
Well, I'm sure this weekend you'll manage to get a few more under your belt. You have to watch it with your girlfriend, right? Like, that's your...
I don't really have to do it that way.
But she'd cry if you didn't.
No, so she wants to do it that way, for sure. I personally told her, stay up and watch it.
Yeah. She wants to watch it with
you. You don't get up at 4 and 3 in the morning.
It's
enjoy
a shared experience,
stay up,
Vinny.
Party, pour a glass of wine. You got a fireplace now.
Please. She knows she's just going to fall asleep and there won't be someone there to wake her up.
Exactly right. Mm. You're right. That's it.
Especially with a glass of wine under her belt.
Right.
Anyway, if you've spent any time outside over the past week, you are aware that Stranger Things is a big deal. Everyone's talking about it. If you haven't spent any time out and about, it's probably because you've been holed up watching it. Netflix has not released any official numbers, and I don't know that they plan to. And they rarely do ever really tell us. I think they had told us once in a while you'll get a little stat from them. I think, didn't we hear like an Adam Sandler stat? Almost like they were defensive about it. Like, no, people are watching those movies we're paying him for. But Nielsen is trying to estimate some of their numbers. Okay. Nielsen is a sample of just a few thousand. Netflix has 50 million subscribers. So they're trying to estimate ratings for streaming like they do for TV by tracking viewing habits of individual people through electronic meters, tags, and surveys. So I guess they can kind of tell what people are watching. And if Nielsen is right, season 2 of Stranger Things is huge. They estimate that 15.8 million people watched the first episode of season 2 sometime last weekend.
See, that's a thing. It doesn't really
They can't nail it down, right. And of those, nearly 11 million were in the coveted 18 to 49 age group. Netflix doesn't sell ads directly, but the demographic is a valuable one. The ratings declined for each successive episode because not everyone has finished the season yet. But Nielsen says... the last one, episode 9, was streamed 4.6 million times, according to their numbers and estimates. So it's safe to say that 4.6 million people have finished the whole season in the first weekend. Even crazier, they estimate that about 361,000 people did finish the whole season. So that means that people have spent, 8 hours binge racing. And this was, they watched it in 24 hours. This is that binge racing thing where between the drop of the show and the first 24-hour period, you watch the entire, and they
it
say
just it just ruins it. I don't
about
get 360, it.
Well, it does end it really quickly. That's the thing. It's like watching an 8-hour-long movie or 9-hour-long movie. Most other people, they say, were more reasonable. Of the about 15.8 million who watched at least one episode, the average number of episodes that people watched was 3.2, which is about where you're at. And it's actually still a lot of TV to watch in 1 week of one show. Netflix hasn't commented, but the last month they were harshly critical of Nielsen's estimates and their claim
I'm
to be
sure
able to
they
track
are.
It.
And I remember when Chelsea Handler got her show. And that was one of the things, was what kind of a rating will she get? And they were not going to give us those numbers.
No.
But her show's gone now. And she says it's because she wanted to go be a better citizen. But we all know it's because they didn't re-sign her.
Well, no, she is still working for Netflix. She's doing documentaries. I reported this when I told you that story. She's not doing that
right.
couple time
That's
a week
the
show.
The one that went away, though.
But she's doing pieces for them where she's going out and doing document. But suppose so, whatever it is, I agree. Had to be numbers.
It's cool. You could say that, all that, but she didn't give up her show so she could go be a better citizen.
Right.
They said, we're not paying you to do a show that no one's watching.
Right. We'll pay you less and you go do a show that maybe some people
And that
will
might
watch
even
we'll
be
a
safe face contract negotiation where they went, well, we're still in this chick's
right.
still into us for this much money.
Yeah, let's
Why don't we
use her somewhere
come
else.
Up with
yeah.
some because the numbers weren't there.
Right.
Well, they're saying she couldn't get guests on anymore.
Well,
like no one wants to be associated with her.
Oh,
she's a weird one because while I'm not a big fan of hers, it's fine. She can do her show, and she seemed to catch fire for a minute
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
Then she goes away, and all she is a nudie picture on Twitter for
on
2 years.
Horse. Yeah.
Yep.
like every week was a new topless photo from her. And I don't know if that's empowering or if that's just pandering.
Notice me.
Right.
Yeah. Last month, a spokesperson for Netflix said, the data that Nielsen is reporting is not accurate, not even close, and does not reflect the viewing of these shows on Netflix. And they would know. They're Netflix. We wish that you would tell us, because we'd love to hear those numbers. I'm a stats person. I love hearing how many people did this. How much does this person make? What is this person up to? It would be great to hear how those shows are doing. I think it'd be really fun. But, you know, it's their info, and they don't... It's up to them. Twitter. I guess somebody left Twitter and decided to leave with a parting shot. Mm. President Trump's Twitter account went down for a few minutes, like 11 minutes or something. It looked like he'd either abandoned it or been kicked off. You would get the screen that said this, you know, this doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter at first said earlier today, Trump's account was inadvertently deactivated due to human error by a Twitter employee. It's been restored, and they said, we're continuing to investigate and taking steps to prevent this from happening again. And now it looks like they're blaming it on a customer service employee who did it on their last day on the job. That was their final parting shot, all they could do. The internet loved it, of course. And on a semi-related note, Michelle Obama told kids at a youth leadership summit not to, quote, tweet every thought.
Well, the big question that comes up now is, what kind of access do employees at Twitter have to your system?
Right.
How is that possible that some person pulled a prank on their way out the door?
Right.
Like that.
Well, and when you think about who they did it to, like him or not, he's probably the most powerful person in the country at this moment.
Super bad look, Twitter.
It's not a great look. But on the other hand, you know, should the president be using social media to make his every thought known?
So listen, I'll tell you about that. If it was a president we liked, if he was a likable dude and was in touch with the world mm-hmm. in a way that was positive and maybe even sent out a tweet a day where he's like, oh, morning stretch, everyone. I hope you have a great day. All right, then. Check you. You know, I'm off to meetings in... wherever.
Right.
You'd be like, man, this guy is incredible.
Boy, he's amazing.
I'm inspired. Mm. I feel good. He's such a good guy. He's always in touch. We know what he's doing every day. It's just because this guy is so abrasive and so obnoxious and so unlikable that that you really want to say, don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anymore, ever.
Someone really should. This person did what everyone thinks should be done. That guy shouldn't be allowed to tweet. It's the president.
So what happened? Anything happened?
Nothing happened. I mean, there
Secret Service at his house?
Oh, no. I didn't hear anything about that. Did you hear that?
Not yet.
Yeah. I mean, it is.
He's still the president.
He is the president. There's no question. Unfortunately. The thing is, you know, Twitter is just a little social media platform. Like, it was started by some people, and people like it or they don't like it. They tweet. They yell about whatever they want. They can say nasty things. They can say nice things. I mean, it is just this platform that, like, because the president is on it and using it and everyone's following the president just to see what wacky thing he will say today, like, is that... It has made it more important, I guess. It's just such a strange thing because I always thought of Twitter as just... And all of these little... So even Facebook, and there's like an afterthought to me. Like, I guess because I'm old enough
that
I just
don't
care.
Well, you're not into it, but I think that Twitter actually had a lot more recognition than it deserved long before before that dude became president. You would hear reporters and sports people and comedians either making or breaking their own careers all the time.
Hello, Gilbert Gottfried.
Right. I mean, that was... So it was...
People step in it all the time. But that's what it is. It's a place where people go to step in it.
But you would hear even news stations go, follow us on Twitter or tweet us at. And you... What?
Right. I signed
ABC
back up for
news
Twitter
is
this
tweeting?
Morning. They all tweet. It's so funny. Yeah. I signed
up. Well, corporate makes them do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm right. I mean, it's like corporate makes us have a social media presence, you know? I signed back up for Twitter this morning.
Why?
Because I was reading the story. I go, you know, there are a couple people, because I see tweets all the time. Like, they come through the news stories and stuff. But I was like, I should look at it. I used to have, I couldn't figure out what my old, I just have a whole new account. Don't follow me. I'm not going to post anything. I just want to see what's going on out there. You can't find me anyway.
I'm
going
to find you.
You can't. You can't find
me. I don't have Twitter.
Yeah.
I turned my Twitter off.
But you don't have to have Twitter to see tweets.
No, you can go to Twitter.com and type in people and see what they've tweeted.
Yeah. But you want to have, you want to be following people in order to have them show up in your feed. And I was doing that, but I just never went to the site. I would go months. And then when I'd go to it, I'd see that a bunch of people had written me stuff, and I'm that jerk that hasn't gotten back.
Well, that's why I'm saying don't follow me. Like, I just want to go. I want to follow a couple people. Like, they make you go jump through all these hoops and follow all these people before you can even just get to a news feed. I still haven't figured it out, and probably today's the last day I'll look at it.
I have a feeling.
Have your kids do it for you.
I know, exactly.
I think this will go by the way of the dodo, or however they say that, real fast.
Quite possibly. But it was kind of cool because I was like, oh, CNN. Oh. Fox News. Oh, of course, the president. That's who I went on there to get. But I was like, I got to follow Patton Oswalt. I always see his quotes, his tweets
he's
quoted.
The first one.
I know. He always is. I think I'll follow the Kardashians. What the hell? How bad can that be? Speaking of them, Caitlyn Jenner stated the obvious this week that she and Kris Jenner totally knew that OJ had done it.
Caitlyn. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Is not one of the daughters.
No. Caitlyn is formerly known as Bruce Jenner. So Caitlyn Jenner, when she was Bruce, she and Kris Jenner always knew O.J. Simpson was guilty. Hmm. O.J. is not holding a grudge, which is good for Caitlyn, I guess, if you think about it. The paparazzi caught up with O.J. and asked him about Caitlyn's comments. And he says he doesn't know her and didn't really know Bruce either. And I'm assuming because Human just booked it into the studio that you found this audio.
Yeah, I'm ready.
He has a nice take on Caitlyn's transition.
This is OJ.
This is OJ talking about...
Do you have me on over there?
I...
Oh, here, let me go to the...
Classic, yes.
You know what? I don't even want to applaud OJ, but I feel like that was beautifully put.
He wants to live out his life as an old lady instead of old man.
I mean,
hey, women live longer.
Yeah, I mean, that is, wow. There's nothing wrong with that statement.
No.
Other than the fact that it came from OJ, the murderer.
Right. Yeah. He was having a great time in Las Vegas, everybody. Prince Jackson that's the son, Paris's older brother, one of the kids of Michael Jackson. He was hospitalized. He crashed his motorcycle on a wet road yesterday. He'll be okay, it sounds like. His rep said he suffered some injuries, but he's doing okay. Thank you all so much for your support and prayers, and we'll update you on his progress shortly. Hmm. He was well enough to post a picture of his legs strapped to a gurney in the back of an ambulance, and he followed that up with a video where he thanked the first responders and the UCLA medical staff who treated his injuries. So, motorcycles. That guy won the motorcycle crash lottery and lived. Oprah, I love her. Oprah, I love her. I don't even know why. It's like irrational. Oprah released
her. I don't love her.
Oh, no?
Nah. Well, look, there's no debating her achievements.
Yeah, I respect her.
She was a phenom. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, some of the most recent stuff where she's like laughing about how she doesn't go to grocery, it's just so ugly.
Well. Or adorable, Vinny, one or the other. I thought it was kind of
funny. It's weird that the people who follow her are normal, everyday housewife types or business women that look up to her, but then there she is just laughing about how...
Oh, I haven't been here in 3 years.
Yeah, nowhere near normal here.
Right.
Left normal behind 30 years ago.
Right. Well, she'll tell you how to live your best life, too. She's got all kinds of tips for that. And even though she doesn't do her regular talk show all the time, she's still doing her favorite things list, and she still does book lists.
Is her channel gone?
No, it's doing very well.
Yeah, it's happening.
Yes, very well. It's picking up a lot of different shows, and she's producing a lot of original programming on her show.
She released her annual holiday list. This is her favorite things list. And this year, there's 102 items on it. If you bought every single thing on the list, it would be $13,400. Oh. On the high end is a $2,000 55-inch Samsung TV and a $1,200 two-gear bike from Martone Cycling. Are you familiar with them?
Mm-mm.
A two-gear bike? That seems like not a lot of gears.
Oh, well, that's okay. I had a three-gear bike little cafe. They call it like a cafe racer.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool because, you know, one gear, and the gears are in the hub, so you don't see that switch
yes.
of the actual chain dropping anywhere. Right. It's neat.
The least expensive items on the list are earbud cases for as little as $10, reading sunglasses. I could use those. Damn, $22. And something called Crema de Mano Lux hand cream, $20.
Well, do you have the two companies? Maybe you already said this. I was reading something. Did you say the two companies from the Bay Area that are on the
no,
list?
No, I don't have those.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I gave you the story.
Model
oh,
Bakery,
I, yeah. oh,
English
I
muffins.
I must give it to Vinny.
Uh-huh. Oh, she's
we
talked about
them
that.
Before,
yeah.
yeah.
And the other one was, you did give it
it's
to me.
That, I did. I must have put it in your pile instead of Sarah's.
Preserves from Cliff Family in St. Helena also got a nod yeah. from Winfrey
oh.
on
like
this year's
winery
list.
Well, that, place. Like, so it's like a jelly, like a preserve. So you get mm-hmm. the muffins and the jelly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. You yeah. guys, they should send us some.
They never did, though. It. Remember when we talked about this last year?
Yeah, they weren't interested.
Right.
Well, why would they be? Oprah likes them. They yeah. don't care about us. Right. We're like specks of dust compared to Oprah. Mm-hmm. Oprah's also using this year's list to pimp her new book out, The Wisdom of Sundays, Life-Changing Insights from Super Soul Conversations. That's a 28 book.
Look thing. At the cover of the magazine there.
Oh,
Oprah.
Is that Oprah's magazine?
Yeah. Oh,
so funny
magazine.
How she's on the cover every single
well,
time.
Well, it's Oprah magazine. Come on.
I know, but
I want to
so
see
lame.
Oprah. She's on the at back end of a dog sled. Dressed all in white and fur and crinoline.
I just don't get it.
And it's a dog sled filled with all her favorite things. 102 glorious goodies. And you could win them all. Mm. Oh, God, I love her. one of the more interesting things is an olive tree for $53. Oprah says, yes, I have olive trees in my bedroom. A tree is a forever gift. It's the sunshine and earth and water. And it just grows better with time. You can also get your own pizza oven for $150.
An olive tree in your bedroom?
Yeah.
It seems like that, you know, fruiting olive trees are a mess. So maybe she gets the non-fruiting variety. They're pretty, you know, olive
in
trees.
In your bedroom?
I don't know.
All right.
Just in a little pot. Maybe they bonsaied it or something.
Oh, anything's better than the dumb fake plants my girlfriend buys.
Oh, you guys have fake plants in your house?
There's a couple fake plants, which I swear every time we move, I'm thinking, please don't come with us. Please don't come with us. Please don't come. There it is.
Dusty.
Popped into another corner.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Is it dusty and does it look fake?
Yeah, they look fake.
Oh. Why don't you buy some nice ones?
I don't know.
Because I got taking it. Care of them.
No, no, not real ones, but nice fake ones. There's some really gorgeous fake ones.
No, these aren't gorgeous fake ones.
You should throw those ones out.
Well, you know, I don't do stuff to other people's stuff.
Yeah, that is her decorating style.
She
anyway.
Wants it. She can have it.
All right.
I think she bought them and just can't bear to throw them away. I don't think it's her
it's
decorating
hard.
Style.
Yeah.
I have one fake plant.
I
oh,
even
you do?
Think she
yeah.
might be
I have
like,
one fake plant too.
What do I do? Recycle these? Do yeah. you throw them away?
I don't know.
It's plastic.
Just chuck it.
Put it outside.
Just ask Michael Franti. Make it go away. What's going up in the news, Ben?
Well, the iPhone 10 comes out, yep, today.
Mm.
And I got a story about that and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the show is brought to you by Discover Card. That was Maroon 5, and we've got tickets to give away for them coming up at 7 o'clock. If you want to win Maroon 5 tickets, just keep it right here on Alice.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to our website as often as possible, please.
Okay, I'll click it 10 times today.
So this weekend, we're going to be falling back. Don't forget.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Where's
I looked
sound?
Over and I
Boom
was
in
like,
our
you
sound.
Know
and I even told
what
them this morning.
I want to hear that.
Unbelievable.
It's Friday. He's doing music.
Oh, well, anyway,
today.
We do fall back this weekend. So Saturday night, your phone will change by itself. Right, falling back. So you'll want to go around the house and change whatever isn't.
The oven, the microwave,
right.
whatever isn't hooked up to the internet.
Your coffee pot, if
yes,
you're into that.
Yes, right. Yep.
Fall back this Saturday night before bed.
I like opens up a door and then falls down another flight.
the best sound effect you found, Hooman. But I really, fantastic. As I was like, well, the smoothness of this has gone away. I
mean, it doesn't matter. It's so funny.
Just gonna get right into that.
Happy Friday, everybody. Enjoy. Have that ready to go for next time.
All right. So Thursday Night Football is controversial because the players don't want to play it. But there was a game last night, and the Bills, who are right behind in New England in the standings, they had a chance to tie them for first.
They didn't do it.
Oh, that's too bad.
So your team has sole possession of first place, Sarah.
Cheers.
Sure, that'll make for a happy weekend at your house.
Right.
Yay.
It's always good when the Pats are doing good.
Right. The big news today around, I didn't have a chance, well, it was dark out, but I didn't have a chance to check the Apple store on my way in.
Oh, I saw on the news, the Palo Alto one has it out the door.
The lines are closed. Out the door.
It's
right.
Not open till 8, but out the door around the block. And then the one in Stonestown, I believe, has some customers as well.
The first story I saw this morning was Apple's back because they got their lines, the ones they love, the interest for a product that's maybe better than the last one by a little bit.
I'm looking forward to playing with somebody else's iPhone 10 just to see. I mean, I'm super happy with the one that I have. Mm-hmm. It's a 6 Plus or whatever it is, and then it's the last one that had the headphone jack.
Right.
I'm loath to get rid of it, but I'm afraid that all these updates that are coming, like every time I take an update, like something else gets jacked up with my phone.
Well, I realize people like it, and if that's what you're into, being the first one, and there's the shared experience of waiting in line to buy a new phone.
People do love their shared experiences.
Right, so that's cool. It's all good. Do your thing. But
they were saying, Vinny, I took a note from the news that possibly Tim Cook is going to make an appearance at the Palo Alto one.
Oh.
Possibly.
You know what?
He's been known to do that before. Yeah. Mm.
One time, I was in Cabo San Lucas.
Yeah.
And there was this rumor that Van Halen is going to play this Friday night, everyone. Van Halen starring your boy.
Sammy Hagar,
who's
Cabo
the owner
Wabo.
Of Cabo. And we're like, what?
Can you imagine?
We got to be there. Van Halen never played that night, but there we were.
And then the next day, there you were on the beach again, and there was a rumor. Right. Oh, my God.
Today, there's still a rumor.
Right.
Right. There's a rumor every day. They pay some little kid to start the rumor.
Yep. Van Halen's playing.
Hey, mister.
The band's getting back together.
That place is going to be packed. We better get there early.
So, all right. Tim Cook may or may not be at the Palo Alto store. What's he going to do once he gets there?
Hi, everyone. Thank you for buying our products.
Hey, who dinged?
Not me.
It was me. I didn't even know. I didn't hear it. I upgraded my phone. The X arrives today. I'm that person.
Oh, who is it?
This is Megan. She used to work over at Sonoma, Vermont.
Oh, I know
and
Megan.
Now she works in at the Palm Springs location.
All right.
Somewhere and else. She's listening from Palm Springs?
Yes.
Well, hello,
she's
Megan.
Sweet. Faithful, yeah. She was the one that was evacuated from Safari West and then moved to another hotel, a Hilton, that burnt down.
Right.
Then had to go to, like, San Rafael. Hmm.
Well, anyway, I'm sad to report, as people are lined up to get their hands on the new iPhone X, that thieves stole more than 300 Apple iPhone X units from a UPS truck here in San Francisco. The day before the model was is being launched. So they hit the truck, got the stuff. They got to be worth something, right?
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Although
these things are going to sell from between $999 to $1,150. So
people are lined up to drop a grand.
Yep. I wouldn't mind to have the new phone, but I certainly can't understand burning up a morning in line on a rainy morning at that.
Well, like you said, some people are they dig the new thing and they love the shared experience. I'm with you, though. I don't want to wait in line for stuff. I'll wait till the hubbub dies down. Plus, I want to hear how it is.
Right.
Like, I don't want to be the first to get this.
I saw something on the ads about there being some kind of new technology that you'll get to play with that's, I don't know if it's artificial intelligence, you know, AI stuff or what, or virtual reality. I think it's VR stuff where there's characters that will jump into your your pictures or whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
Huh.
We'll see. People will let us know soon enough.
They will. I can't wait to hear the reviews.
Where to go? This guy's in trouble. Keith Hernandez is a guy who was born in... Do you know this story?
I don't.
Okay, so the World Series just finished. Congratulations, Houston Astros. You are World Series champs.
Congrats.
And that really did mean a lot to the people there. I even saw in the news some of the video footage of people who were watching in a trailer in front of their destroyed house. But there they were for their Houston Astros.
That's
cheering.
That's a nice escape for them.
Yeah, and it's similar to the time in New Orleans when the Saints won the Super Bowl right after they'd gone through Katrina. So it's sort of this group together, let's cheer for our team mentality, and then right. they win. It's huge. Anyway, during the World Series, baseball legend Keith Hernandez apparently made a jab. He made a gay joke.
Oh, those always go over well.
And
what
so
did he say?
He's out there now apologizing
yeah.
for it. Yesterday, he apologized for his comments on the pregame show that ignited controversy.
What the hell did he say?
Fox Sports broadcast on Wednesday night had analyst David Ortiz, Big Poppy.
Oh.
Is how you know him. He played for the
yeah.
for your
I
Red
only
Sox.
Know him as Big Poppy.
Right. Mm. He made a licking gesture imitating Dodgers right fielder Yasiel Puig, who licks his bat, I guess, for good luck before every at-bat. He made that lick in Hernandez's direction, and the MLB legend responded, "I'm not from San Francisco, bro."
But he is. He was born here.
Right. That's the funniest part of the
Grew
story.
Up in Pacifica, Millbrae, San Bruno.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
So he makes this gay joke about how, hey, man.
Get away from me with your tongue. I don't swing
like
that way.
I don't like that stuff or whatever. But he is from San Francisco. So his fellow analyst giggled at the gay joke.
Hilarious.
Like he doesn't go that way. Don't lick my direction, dude, bro.
He could just say, please don't lick my direction, bro.
Or thanks for the compliment.
Yeah. Obviously, the joke
I
was
am lickable.
yeah.
taken as homophobic, and people took to social media to dogpile him.
Yeah. yeah.
And then people also took to social media to point out, yeah, you are. Yeah, you're from San Francisco. You were born and raised here, and you lived here
so
until
funny.
You were drafted in 1971. You're from San Francisco. Mm. He came out and said, "I made a poor attempt at humor. I never intended it for it to be taken the wrong way. I am from San Francisco, as you people have pointed out." And he's a Giants guy. He says the Dodgers-Giants rivalry runs deep, and I did not grow up a Dodger fan. And when it comes down to the Giants-Dodgers rivalry, I root for the Giants, and I apologize if any offense was taken.
Well, on the grand scheme of things that have been thrown in our faces over the last couple weeks, that's nothing. That just seems like a dumb joke.
Yeah. Well, it is a dumb joke, but it does... light. He was
yes.
on the biggest broadcast of the day, and it does light social media up.
Of course it does. The thing of the hour.
Right. Let's see. Where do I want to go next? Drinking.
Oh.
You love it.
I do.
Love it.
How do I word this question to you guys before I just do the survey? I guess I'll ask if there's, when do you most want to partake? I understand Friday, you know, tonight might be a great answer, but I'm talking about an occasion where you would go, oh, I got to have a drink for that. Would it be your birthday? Would it be Thanksgiving toast? Would it be after a bad day? Would it be... to celebrate your kids turning 18, getting accepted to Berkeley?
I guess I would say, like, probably New Year's is the one where I'm like, you're definitely gonna party on New Year's. I guess
so. It can't be like something normal, like lunch with your girlfriends.
Oh.
Because, like, occasions, I'm not really, like...
Yeah, I know. Oh, I don't really... I guess because I don't have to worry about whether or not I can have a drink,
it
being
can
over 21.
It can be anything you want it to be.
Okay, I'm
just trying
lunch,
to...
Lunch with girlfriends.
That's when you're like, yes.
Yes.
Give me my drink.
I'm going to say Friday night at 5 o'clock. I've been waiting all day for 5. Mm-hmm.
You've been good all week.
I have been good all week.
You don't drink during the week, right?
At all.
Right.
Not a sip.
And that's pretty good because you like your drinks.
On Friday night, I want to rip it up. I want to sing at the, I want to sing unabashedly at the top of my lungs. And liquor helps with that.
A new survey asked people to name different occasions when they're most likely to celebrate with a drink or several drinks.
Okay.
Hitting a fitness goal makes the list. Oh. Paying off a loan.
Oh.
Starting a new job. Buying or renting a new home. Those are big moments for sure.
Where you celebrate with a drink. Okay.
But it's so rare that those occasions come up that you'd think people would be a little more likely to name when I hang with my people.
Right.
Earning a degree, getting a promotion, when you finish a tough week at work. That's more like it. That comes in at number 4.
All the weeks are tough at work.
Well.
Every Friday at 5 o'clock, I need to celebrate finishing a tough week at work.
Each week. Does find a way to come up with new creamed crap just stuck to the bottom of your new shoes. Like, what
really does
in the hell?
Get you.
How did I get towed from a parking spot that I
you
don't
got
see
towed?
Any... No, I didn't. Oh. But, you know, it's any whatever.
Whatever life throws in your
I
path that day.
I just parked. I just wanted to get my dry clothes. What the? Your wedding anniversary, a friend's engagement, but birthday. Is the number one time for people, they say, to celebrate with booze.
Another year.
I don't get it.
Hooman, are you planning to have some drinks on your birthday?
Probably, yeah.
And actually, you're the guy that I know that loves your birthday more than anybody.
More than anything.
Thank you so much. I like to celebrate my friends, get them all together, opportunity to bring everyone together and have a good old time.
My old boss in Eugene was also like, dude, it's my birthday. I'm not coming in, and I'm not answering my phone because I'm going to be raging.
So it's really just an excuse.
I don't know, but you just go like, dude, you're 50-something. What? Yeah. Haven't you?
I don't know how
birthday?
Many more of these I've got.
Maybe that's it. Right. Maybe that is it.
Making this one count.
But you made all the last ones count. So
all
I
of them.
I
they all count.
Right. Well, okay.
I'm counting.
So it's just misses me. Mm. I'm happy to let that day pass. Just happy for another day.
We seem
day.
To always be on vacation when your birthday comes anyway.
Thankfully.
It's been very difficult
it's so
to torture
weird.
You over
it
the years.
It works out nicely for me. I appreciate that. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Text us anytime. And really, if you're in a bad mood and you feel like taking it out on us, we can take it.
Yeah.
In fact, someone thinks I'm in a bad mood. Where is that?
Vinny's
been
him.
In a bad
get
mood
him,
all
him,
week.
Him,
no, I'm actually, I'm all right. Oh, here's well said, Vinny. No one was up in arms over Bill Clinton tweeting Obama over the POTUS Twitter handle. Yeah, it's
what?
Just the stuff. It's the stuff that Trump says specifically is
right.
He's an abrasive dude, so you know it really rubs people the wrong way. Vin has been grumpy and hostile all week, says 415. No, I haven't.
You? Why are you so grumpy and hostile?
Although, I'll admit, I mean, if you really are sensitive to my every sort of blip, it has been a couple months. For me.
Yeah.
You know, moving is not easy.
Yeah.
No doubt.
How many more boxes you got?
We're done. We're like actually really
moved in.
This week we had the Halloween and the birthday, and this is a big Friday for me.
Do you have a lot of stuff in storage already?
Storage?
Yeah, like if people don't purge when they move from one, then they're basically bringing all their crap to another house and they're just putting it into storage.
I've worked really hard with the missus to get rid of the things that we don't need. She had a lot of them.
Does the kid say, hey, where's this toy? I don't think it made it over. Any of those?
No, she's...
All her toys got there, believe me. That was priority one. You keep that kid happy and quiet. And then the move goes a lot smoother.
And you know what? Age 4, which she just turned, is a big toy time, I'm finding. Like, this is, she's hitting the toy window.
Mm.
She likes a doll. You find her with a doll in her hand, or where's my, oh, there it is. All right, what do you want to do? Like, she's really into her toys right now. 4.
Well, toys are great. That's when you're 4, that is your job.
Right. Exactly right. 707 says Model Bakery. Is it Model or Model?
I don't know.
Okay. Model Bakery is always packed. They were on the Food Network for English Muffins, too. They don't need y'all show. No offense.
No, it's none taken. We get it. We're not Oprah. But still, you know, we are local. I guess they don't need the publicity. We've already got a line out the door. Like, no thanks. We can barely keep our heads above
Here's
water.
Here's another one, 707. Aside from Trump quadrupling your 401k, Vinny, what is your personal beef with the dude? How has he personally changed your life in any way? It's weird that you would say that, because I actually find myself almost defending the guy to Sarah's. You really don't like him.
I actively cannot stand him. I think he's a freaking national embarrassment. I think he's brought the level of the country, the perception of this country is just in the freaking dumpster at this point.
So I do think he's a clown, and I'm shocked he won the presidency. But I actually think I find myself playing devil's advocate to Sarah's.
Right.
You know,
we do that on. I mean, right. That's sort of what our dynamic is.
So the truth is, I don't have a personal beef with the dude. I don't hate the guy. I actually found him humorous when he was the reality TV star guy. Mm. I don't find it as funny now that he's our president.
No.
I didn't see that coming. In fact, I remember saying on the air, there's no, come on.
I know.
Couldn't possibly.
I just.
There's no way, right?
I went to bed and.
But I don't really walk around hating anybody, so there's no real hate in my heart for any human. I mean, except for the ones that, you know, rape kids or, you know.
Sure.
I can't say I hate the guy in Vegas that pulled the gun, pulled the trigger and killed 59. Yeah, I hate him.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not really my thing. So I don't know where you're coming from with that. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'll start with some good news, but then we're going to get to Sex Harassment Central at 7.
Well, there's a lot.
There is.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.